John's 51st. I guess I, speaking from my own experience, the 50th is the last year of your life. I hope the 75th is.
Do you need to write that down, please?
There's a boy that you play too. No boys up there around. Nobody here that I don't want to see. Too young to be in the press. See you later.
This announcement is to play for Maddie. She said, all we can do in this first step is to find out.
You look into it, that's what you're saying.
Well, this is a report, this is what the,
You know, I mean, if you read the announcement, this is what the commission said. But I'm sorry.
Well,
this has already been accomplished.
Yes, in fact, the last.
I'll be damned. That's pretty good, don't you think? If you did.
That's very good.
Then what I've had.
Now, you see, having included the CIA things, which we originally did, the figures are more dramatic. It's a reduction of about 73%. That's CIA sort of want to be left out of the listing. They're going to submit a separate list of department agencies separately. They want to be left out of that, we just have to. It would have been a better percentage here. Now, this percentage doesn't look very good. The reason for it is the top secret is slid down to secret.
Sure. Everything is people overclassify.
Well, I'm not satisfied at all on the top secret business. And
the use of our classification code.
The number of people to authorize to pass.
Oh.
Top secret says a reasonable expectation of grave damage to national security. Well, we have, I announced on Justice yesterday, 140, which would list special agent charge in St. Louis, Missouri. I said, well, that's a lie. So in the next meeting, they're going to, I've asked them to come in and justify their top secret a little bit better for me. I'd like to get that top secret down more. I'm not
the number of people that can classify it.
He's already classified it.
Well, what I am more concerned about, frankly, is the number of people who have access to the damn thing. It's just far too many people. I mean, this debriefing business and all that. And there are all sorts of people, for example, the bureaucracy of the State Department, the Defense Department, that I don't trust at all. And they get top secret information. They should get it. I'd rather classify less and not distribute it. So I hope you look into that. Is that part of the job? Remember, we talked about
we
that.
Have,
you've already done
that? Well, part of that was a major reduction. You know, the total was almost a million people in
medical
clearance.
For
and they reduced it down to about 600,000. But it's still, that we can make a separate effort on that. I mean, that
looks like...
Insurance.
600,000 people, John, in this government have access to top secret information. Well, now, what the hell? Two people can't keep the secret. 600,000. Insurance is coming out, and I'd like for you to get, I want you to address that problem of reducing that number to, I think it should be 600,000, maybe. They just don't have it. People, I think the top secret really should be, and almost on a need to know basis, but that's kind of one other thing. Have we developed a is there any, then there's a, beyond that, there's the eyes only thing. Do we have any kind of new classification?
That's not a classification, Mr. President. That's a distribution thing. And it's quite obviously abused.
It is abused. What I'm just trying to think of, John, should there be some new classification? I wonder if top secret has become so common that it no longer be. You know, they used to be a situation where a guy would never take
much your view to, for example, which they read, which is really, what I think is really top secret.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The U2 has
that's what I want.
All right. Now, that, they have a special code word. This really narrows down what I think a top secret ought to be, and probably went through most of World War II without even having top secret. It's a classification, yes, sir. We copied the British. The British had most secret, so we had to have a top secret to go along with it. But that's the thing I want to attack, this top secret. Now, I've asked for a report as of December to see if they can make an estimate as to whether this has had an effect on leveling off this line in the number of classified documents. I'm afraid it's never going to level off completely until your 6 years is over and your first great big hunk of confidential drops out from the bottom. You're going to find a graph that runs along like this and down, hopefully down far enough. So, you see, you've got over a thousand people with authority to classify top secret even under this improved situation. Actually, 1,500. And the archives just got 114 new bodies to declassify. Now, they're on a treadmill there. So I'm afraid that the number of documents in the government's possession is still going to go up gradually in spite of this drastic improvement until that 6 years comes and all this just automatically bang, downgraded. It would be a very uneven curve. I don't think we're going to see very much of the results by December.
One of the very good things in the order ties into this, we require for the first time that the classifier be verified. So if we know he has the authority, he's listed, and his name has to be on the paper, it's less likely they're going to abuse it. The fellow with responsibility is going to be there, we'll be able to track it down. And I think those two things coupled, put together, one, you're given the authority in writing, plus you have to have your name on the paper when it's classified, means it will be able to, they won't abuse it. I mean, there are those ridiculous examples of people classifying.
What is the, do you have a, I don't, what, do you have an adequate strategy?
It's adequate, but it consists of Dave and assistant and then a secretary right now. But the only way we can operate without setting up a bureaucracy of our own is to decentralize and stay on these people's backs every month.
Right.
Let them do the work themselves.
Staff actually should be at the various agencies. Yes.
And Dave's done a very, very good job of keeping close to home. Everybody has shown every evidence of superb cooperation. Now, since the thing's 3 months old, we're beginning to since our little complaints are beginning to surface that they weren't showing at first, but we'll take care of
them. What is, I think we know all this from about the
I think you started this program long before the
Well, we claim that, yeah.
I guess.
that was the big thrust to getting stuff declassified. Well, one thing in the order I don't like,
I may be sure that I can be sure we understand. The public big thrust has got to be right to know. It's come that way with the Ipswich agents. But the real reason that I feel it's important, I think that's substantive. I don't think the OAN things overclassified, people all around something. But the reason, there has got to be some things that can be kept secret. And there's got to be adequate punishments for it. So I want to be sure that in the top secret area, that the less people can do it, that there are higher penalties for it, and that if it get it so that we can at least have some way to run it. Like, for example, it's a very small thing, but when a Kissinger comes back from Paris, to be perfectly frank with you, we don't tell anybody. The State Department, the Defense Department, the Vice President, nobody. The reason, and I understand, Bavaria is sanitized, right? Sanitized, you know, MemCon type of thing, which we look out, which very good. Now, why don't we? Just because of lack of trust in any one of the top individuals. It is because of this insane business that they feel that they've got to go back and debrief everybody. By the time they debrief everybody, there's one asshole down the line who, as you know, will consider that, well, you've got a friend in the New York Times, and then he sort of leaks it out, and then destroys it. That's why they say we keep things too closely held. You know very well, though. We've had some very problems. Watson had a hell of a problem, you know. He sent a private message to us and involved the French and their dealings with Algeria and oil back. It leaked out and practically ruined, well, very seriously compared our relations with Pompidou at the time. Pompidou sent me a message. You know, now that's what I'm really getting at is that I want you to have in the back of your mind is yes, do the very best you can to get the top secret. Reduce the classifications and so forth and so on. Let the public posture be that the public has a right to know the government shouldn't be so as have so much of a secret. In other words, people have a right to know. That's a marvelous public posture. But your primary goal, primarily, which we only talk about in this shop, is to see to it that when we need to have something secret, that we can keep it secret. And punish people, by God, if they break them. That's what we need to do.
That'll take some consultation. That's right, General, I think.
You just don't. That, you heard me say that, don't you? You tell the Attorney General, the hell with him, he has to do what he's told on this. Mighty told what the problem is. The problem here is that we really need to have the top secret classifications respected. Look, even 25 years ago, top secret stuff. All hell broke loose around here. Even during the time your father was here, there was he'd hit the ceiling. Remember Joao Soft broke a couple of things.
Well, you know, the number three man in the AEC, in the CIA, a fellow named Amory. Remember Amory? He was in a carpool with Joao Soft. I remember another time when I was in the Woodward in the Pentagon, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff put a figure for a defense budget they recommended, which was out of this world at that time, $57.1 billion. They'd all given themselves too much.
Yeah.
And Secretary McElroy gave the Joint Chiefs of Staff the very devil, not because it disapproved of the figure, which he did, but the fact that they put it into a top secret document, which would obviously be in the newspapers the next day, but they'd even put it in writing. That used to just, he was living on the subject, but he agreed that if three people know something, that there's... Well, I certainly
remember
like to get...
incidentally, today, this is what I'm saying, you know that this is not new. I told Red, remember the group we had in the EOB, is this what I said? At least I think I said
John.
Now, the other point is, though, remember, you've got two you've got a parallel here. Probably the whole purpose of it is right.
Kenneth Galbraith, is that
Bernstein?
Did you see the testimony of John Kenneth Galbraith, ambassador to India, made a public statement that he, on purpose, leaked top secret stuff to the press in order to bank his notice. That's just something different.
Did he say that?
Within the last 3 weeks.
Isn't that unbelievable?
But you know, by the intellectual, you see, there is this higher morality business, the so-called intellectual, most of them Ivy League schools, pardon the expression, say that, well, they know better, and that they will, but this is the only this goes